Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 188 of Next Gen Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Ercolano, and today it's going to be a quick episode for you as I'm recording this from my hotel room in Disney Springs, Florida. I flew down here for the weekend for a mastermind that I'm in called the SPF Mastermind, which is a mastermind for all gym owners. So I'm excited to spend the weekend here and hopefully gaining some knowledge that I could bring back home and improve my business with. But I wanted to share something that just actually just happened to me and happened to me. And I flew down here. I was pretty busy, so I didn't get down here until about my flight landed at like 7:30 tonight, and I had to find a place to eat. And so by the time I checked into the hotel, which was a nightmare, because apparently if you don't check in on the day that you made the reservation, they cancel your whole reservation. The room block, just to give you a quick background story on this, the room block for the mastermind conference was from Wednesday through Sunday. And I couldn't come down until Thursday, but I bought the room block anyway. So I flew down here Thursday. When I got to the hotel and went to go check in at the front desk at, 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night, they told me that my room was canceled since I didn't check in on Wednesday. And so it was kind of annoying, to say the least. But after speaking to the managers and talking to some people that were in the office, they finally got me a room, which thankfully. After landing, flying down here, getting here about 8 o'clock, or getting to my room about 8:30, I had to quickly find something to eat, and not too many restaurants are open past 9, at least the kitchen's not open past 9. There's bars and stuff, but for me to try to get something to eat, I had to rush. So the only place I could really find something was at the hotel bar, which is a poolside bar. So I went to the bar and sat down and, looked through their menu. And, obviously there's not great choices at a bar menu. And so I found a Mediterranean quinoa salad on there that I added some blackened salmon to it, which ended up actually being delicious. It was a great meal. I wasn't expecting to have a great salad from a hotel bar, but it was a really great meal. They did a good job. And my point of this long-winded story, the point that I'm trying to get to, is that, I'm currently trying to focus on my health goals at the moment. And despite the fact that I'm traveling, and despite the fact that, I'm away and I'm staying in a hotel and I'm going to have a lot of friends around, I'm really trying not to, party, I guess. I'm not trying to get off my diet. I hate the word, using the word diet, but for lack of a better term, I hate, I don't want to get off my diet. I don't want to eat unhealthy. I don't want to, drink, at least drink a lot. I'm sure I'll have a couple drinks throughout the weekend. But I sat down at the pool bar and, we're in Florida. It's nice. Right now in New Jersey, it's a lot colder than it is here in Florida. And it was a very vacation vibe. I'm at the pool bar. There's palm trees around. There's music playing. It's open air. And, it's pretty busy because, we are still, this is a destination. And, it's the bar is packed with people. And I'm sitting there eating a salmon Mediterranean salad and a glass of ice water. Now, to give you a little background on myself, I've been a barfly kind of my whole life. This was, I've spent a lot of time hanging out with bars. A lot of my friends are from bars. And, before I actually even, got really serious about my health, I drank a lot. I drank, pretty much daily and a lot of binge drinking. So, for me, being at the bar is a place of comfort. It's some place where I feel that I can, kind of be myself, I guess I could say, which is not necessarily a good thing. I don't want to use substances to feel myself, which is why one of the reasons why I'm, you know, kind of staying away from drinking, you know, because I really just want to try to be healthier. And so anyway, so I'm sitting at the bar and I'm having my salad, and I'm having my ice water, and, you know, every fiber of my being is telling me that I want to get a drink. And I know that's going to turn into having multiple drinks and me hanging out at the bar for hours and doing the things that I shouldn't be doing and I don't want to be doing, you know, even though emotionally I do want to do them, right? My emotions are telling me, you know, that I want to do that. Every fiber of my body was like, just order a drink. It's not going to kill you. It's only one drink. And then, you know, I know one drink will lead to many more. And that's just, you know, how I operate. But every, you know, like I said, every fiber of my body was telling me it was actually creating more anxiety for me to not drink. And I really just wanted to be social and hang out at the bar like I used to do, but I didn't. And I chose not to. And, you know, my point of this is that, you know, making decisions like that is not easy. You know, making that decision was not easy for me. You know, I would have loved to sit there and just drank and get caught a buzz or whatever. I'd probably still be there now instead of recording this video and getting my work done. You know, but that, to me, my priorities were to get this recorded tonight and to get work done and to not, you know, feel crappy when I wake up at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning to get a workout in before the, you know, 10-hour long conference where that we're going to be sitting in there, and to not be, you know, foggy headed and to, you know, look and feel the way I want to look and feel. And so that temporary moment of, you know, anxiety, that trigger, right? Because to me, that's a trigger. Going to the bar is a trigger. You know, I can't, well, I can, because I proved that I can, because I did it tonight, but I can't just, you know, go sit at a bar and not drink. And, you know, to me, that just that whole atmosphere is a trigger to who I used to be and who I used to think who I needed to be, right? I thought that, you know, by being the guy at the bar, by being, you know, Norm from Cheers, you know, I don't know if I'm losing a lot of our listeners by saying that, but, you know, the character of Norm from Cheers, he walks in the bar and everyone says his name. He's the local guy. And, you know, that's kind of how I was. I knew everybody at the bar, and those feelings and emotions come flooding back, you know, when I'm there and when I'm sitting at the bar. And, you know, again, as much as I wanted to have a drink and multiple drinks, and as much as I wanted to order the bacon cheeseburger and have a beer instead of having the Mediterranean quinoa salad and a glass of ice water, you know, I chose to make the right decision for me. And I chose to have the healthier options and to stay on track with my goals and to be healthy and to be clear-headed and to be in a better mood and be healthy or to be happy tomorrow, right? Because again, that's part of, you know, drinking is, you know, I feel more depressed, you know, following my drinking, you know, whether it's, you know, the next day or a couple days after, depending on how much I drink. It really does affect my mental health and affects my focus and affects my depression. And, you know, so with all that combined, I sat there and I made the decision. Now, I'm saying this because it was difficult, but it was being mentally strong and recognizing the emotions that I was feeling at the moment and recognizing that they were just emotions and that they were just feelings that will subside. Right. And recognizing that it's not something that's going to be there forever, because when you're in the moment, when you're triggered, when you get that trigger to do an old habit, when you get that trigger to have dessert or to have that drink or to, you know, I don't know, the trigger to smoke a cigarette or whatever goal, whatever habits you're trying to change. Right. It's the triggers that make it worse. So if you could avoid the triggers altogether, that is the best bet. Like right now I'm in my hotel room and I don't want to drink. I don't have the desire to go have a drink. But if I was recording this at the bar, I would obviously have that that trigger, and I would obviously want to drink. And like, I'm looking around and I'm seeing these people who, you know, they're there for fun, you know, they're having fun with each other, they're hanging out at the party, and like that triggered me to want to be social and do all that. But I also realized that I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to be mentally stronger and tougher than that. And I'm not saying that they're doing anything wrong or they're bad people. In fact, they're probably great people, and they're probably, you know, super happy, and they don't have the same goals that I do, and they don't have the same bouts of depression that come from drinking that I do. You know, so like, this is in no way any type of judgment at all. But what I'm saying is that I personally need to remember my goals. I need to remember that despite the fact that my emotions are telling me and pointing me towards saying, just have one drink, you'll be fine, it's no big deal, you know, that I decided that I was stronger than that, I was mentally stronger than that, and that I was going to stick to my plan, stick to my goals, despite the fact that, you know, like I said, the anxiety was brewing up inside me, and like, you know, almost like an excitement anxiety, I guess. Like, I just really wanted to just relax and hang out. And to me, that's what that meant. You know, relaxing and hanging out means hanging out at the bar and watching sports and drinking. And reality is I can relax and hang out without that. And so I guess my lesson from this is to remove the triggers, right? Don't put yourself in a position that's going to trigger you to want to go back to that bad habits. And if you do put yourself in that position, or if you do find yourself in the position where you are going to be triggered to do that bad habit, do the best you can to just remember that those feelings are temporary and that they will go away, and that you will 100% not regret that decision to not give in to that trigger. Later on, you will 100% be happy that you were mentally strong and mentally tough enough to say no, right? To say no to the drink if you're trying to avoid that. To say no to the cookie if you're trying to avoid desserts. To, you know, say no to going out instead of, you know, waking up early and working out the next day, or whatever you are trying to avoid or trying to change, right? You will feel better for it later on. But if you give into that trigger, you could very easily fall back into bad habits very quickly. And so you want to try to avoid that as much as possible. And just realize that if you do, that it's not the end of the world, but you do have to work even harder to try to get back on track. Because if it's something like what I'm explaining now, where like it's an emotional response, like to me, hanging out at the bar and being that guy, like there, it was an emotional response or something inside me that really wanted me to do that. But my mind, my mental capacity, my brain, right, the thing that controls me, that is actually in control of my physical actions, told me not to do that. All right. So listen to your goals, listen to your brain, listen to your mind, listen to your soul, right? Listen to your gut. My gut was telling me no, despite the fact that every other ounce of my fibers or my being was telling me yes. Right? I knew that I would feel bad. I knew I wouldn't feel good about myself if I decided to sit there and drink like I would have done on any other vacation or any other time away, and it wouldn't really be a big deal. But right now it is. So I guess, again, my point of all this, my lesson behind this, is to try to avoid the triggers as much as you possibly can. But if you are put in a position that does trigger bad habits, just realize that it's just a feeling, it is just an emotion, it is just fleeting, and that if you can get through that and you can avoid that and you can get onto the other side, you will feel so much better about yourself. And you know that you'll be strong enough to accomplish anything, and you'll be strong enough in the face of anything. So I hope this helps. I hope this lesson can help one of you, or one of our listeners, any of our listeners, all of our listeners, get through a difficult moment and get past a trigger and get past a potential moment of weakness. And I hope that you continue to strive forward and reach every goal that you set for yourself. So thank you all for listening. I hope this audio came through all right. I was recording this on my phone while I'm away, but thank you for listening. If you could do us a favor and follow us, subscribe to the show, we would truly appreciate it. And if you can leave us a 5-star review, we'd really appreciate that as well. So thank you all for listening. Until our next episode, which will be aired next Tuesday. Thank you and be well.